This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed today that Israel will fight until complete victory in Gaza. This came as crowds in a West Bank city marched in support of Hamas. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Several hundred protesters coursed through the narrow streets of Ramallah Sunday, chanting the names of the leaders of Hamas. The U.S. is hoping the less militant Palestinian Authority will be able to lead and unite the Palestinians after this war, but the PA remains unpopular. The march was fairly small, as many Palestinians are afraid to come out with Israeli soldiers cracking down. The Palestinian Health Ministry says 398 civilians have been killed in the occupied West Bank since October 7th. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Ramallah.
The U.S. military says it repelled another five attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea today. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports it included the first known use by the Houthis of an unmanned underwater vessel.
U.S. Central Command says it conducted self-defense strikes against the underwater vessel, an unmanned surface vessel, and three cruise missiles. It was just the latest series of attacks by the Houthis, an Iranian-backed rebel group operating in Yemen that's been firing on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The Houthis say they're targeting vessels with ties to Israel in response to the country's ongoing invasion of Gaza. The U.S. has repeatedly stepped in to fight off the attacks and has also joined with a number of allies to conduct retaliatory strikes against the group inside Yemen. U.S. officials said last month that more than 2,000 ships have diverted course to avoid the Red Sea as the attacks continue. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
In Minnesota, police say two officers and a paramedic are dead after responding to reports of domestic violence at a house in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville. Authorities say police found an armed man barricaded inside with seven children, ranging in age from 2 to 15. Drew Evans with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension says at least one officer was shot inside the home, but it's not clear if the other two were hit inside or outside. He's also not saying exactly what the situation inside the house was, but says they recovered multiple firearms. The suspect is also dead. Southern Californians are bracing for yet another storm that's expected to bring heavy rains and strong winds. For residents in low-lying areas, their homes are at risk from rapid land movement from these storms. And residents like Nikki Nushkam are worried that this storm could be the one that washes their house away.
We can't sell, we can't rent, we can't stay, we can't leave.
She's calling on state and federal authorities to help homeowners. Wall Street's closed tomorrow in honor of President's Day. You're listening to NPR News. In Spain, more than a week after two police officers were killed by suspected drug traffickers, calls for the resignation of the Minister of the Interior continue. NPR's Miguel Macias reports from Seville.
The events took place the night of Friday, February 9th, when several speedboats suspected to be operated by drug traffickers sheltered from a storm in the port of the southern town of Barbate, close to the Strait of Gibraltar. Officers on board of a Zodiac boat were run over deliberately by one of the speedboats, killing two members of the Spanish Civil Guard, which enforces drug trafficking laws in the area. The events have caused shock and anger, with many accusing the central government of not allocating enough resources to combat widespread drug smuggling, 8 people having arrested in connection to the incident. The region has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country, with some locals resorting to drug trafficking as a way to profit. Miguel Macias, NPR News, Seville.
NASCAR today postponed the season opening Daytona 500 until tomorrow at 4 p.m. because of 2 days of rain at Daytona International Speedway in Florida. What they call the Great American Race had been scheduled for this afternoon. The final practice for drivers was canceled yesterday, along with the Xfinity Series race, which will be held tomorrow morning. ESPN says the last time the Daytona 500 was postponed a full day was in 2012. NASCAR completed 20 laps in 2020 before rain halted activity, and the race resumed the next day. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, showcasing flowering shrubs and evergreens, trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure success in gardens and landscapes nationwide. More at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR.